Hey everybody, I am Shelly Hoffman, as you knew from our intro, and
I'm Taylor Hoffman,
and Taylor is my daughter, and we are doing this real estate journey together, and we thought it would be fun to put a podcast together. Ignore her face. She was begging me to do this podcast.
I don't know what to say in these.
So I got into real estate about 10 years ago. I was a stay-at-home mom. I kind of volunteered. And I worked a little bit when it was convenient, but for the most part, Hante, I was home with you guys.
Cooking dinner, cleaning the house.
Yep, all the fun stuff. PTA mom.
Soccer mom.
Oh, maybe one day we'll get into some soccer stories about Taylor, but that...
There's one, and it's not good.
That's a different episode. And then, unfortunately, you know, what happens in life is, you know, change comes that you're not expecting, right? And I ended up going through a divorce. It wasn't a nasty divorce or anything, but I really had to create a life for myself. And at the time when I got into real estate, I really thought that real estate would give me that flexible schedule that would that would let me spend time with the kids and hit all the things that I hit when they were younger. The Christmas parties, the dances, after school activities. And that really wasn't the case, right, Tay?
No, she was very go, go, go. She wasn't home a lot for, like, dinner because when we got home from school, other people wanted to see houses because they were waiting to get home from work or their kids get home from school. Mm-hmm. So when we were home, she wasn't able to be home.
No, and Tay ended up doing a lot of babysitting of her younger sister. And I didn't hear a lot of those stories until later. Later, and it's probably a good thing. I probably wouldn't have worked as much as I did.
My sister calls me her second mom.
Yeah, she did a lot. So a lot of the reasons I am where I am in the industry is because Taylor was helping me, you know, back then. It was a lot of responsibility to put on her. She was probably in fifth and sixth grade when all this was starting.
Sixth grade.
But real estate has been wonderful for me. I have a education degree from Penn State. So I went from showing homes, which I still do, and listing properties to education. And I absolutely love the education part of real estate. It's opened up some new doors for me. It's helped me with some connections. And I think because of the education, Taylor was getting educated in real estate before she ever thought about going into real estate.
Yeah, I've always, you know, you're sitting in the car, you want to listen to some country music or whatever you listen to. And if you have a parent in real estate, you know the dreaded music stopping, a little bubble popping up, incoming call. And you know you're going to have to sit there and listen to that conversation for about 30 minutes about whatever it could be, whether it's another agent or it's talking a negotiation with your client or somebody who's setting up a showing. It's never a 30-second phone call. And you know the rest of the car ride, you don't get to finish your song.
Well, and so that brings us to the point that relationship building is what real estate is. So even though the content of the call probably could have been done in 3 minutes or less, you're building that relationship. You're building the rapport with the person on the other phone call, so or the other side of the phone call. So it really, it is really about relationships. Mm-hmm. So Tay cannot say she didn't know what she was getting into because she lived it firsthand with her mother when I didn't have boundaries. So part of this podcast is really talking about how I grew through the industry. You know, I put 56,000 miles on my car my first year in real estate because if somebody wanted to see a house, I was off and running to show the house.
She used to strictly show properties out in Oswego, which we live in Beeville, and Oswego's not that far, but it's still like a 40-minute drive from Beeville to go show one house, to do it the next day and the next day, and just the constant back and forth. And I remember one time I used to go on showings with her all the time, and she's like, all right, well, let's get in the car, let's go to Dunkin'. And I knew we were about to be on a car trip because she used to drive an hour and a half to show one property.
Well, both ways, like 45 minutes this way, 45 minutes back,
and yeah. Turn back around to come home.
Yeah, those were the days, Tay. And I will still show properties up in there, but, you know, when you build what we call a farm, you know, your sphere of influence, you do find yourself kind of in one area. So even though I work in a lot of other areas, in the beginning, to get my experience, there were a lot less agents up in that area for competing. And I had worked with an online company to bring leads. So I was buying leads. So I would say when you first get into the industry, there's a lot of unknowns. Like you take the real estate class, it's almost like taking the course to get your driver's license. Like they teach you the legal way of doing it, but they don't teach you how to do it. And Taylor recently went through the salesperson course, mm-hmm. and she knew that because I talked about it. But what was your experience with the salesperson course, Tay?
Well, I think it's funny because, you know, you sit in that class and mine was 2 weeks long, I think 8-9 hours a day or something like that for 2 weeks, and you take your test at the end. And you're sitting there and you learn out every legal thing you need to know about real estate, any small definition, all this stuff. And I just remember like, why do I need to know this? But you're like, okay, I need to know it. And then I came home and talked to my mom about it. And I already knew there's one question that it's always brought up because it's like the joke about, what is it? How many square acres? Oh. Or how many miles are a square acre or something like that?
She wants to know what's an acreage. Like,
how many square feet in an acre? I don't know.
And you've been watching TikToks where somebody says, I finally get to use this, right?
Yeah. After all those years of being like, this is what I need to know, this is what I need to know. And you never use it because it's all the random things you learn when you're walking through a house or talking to other agents. But no, you finally get the one question you've been waiting years for. Have you ever been asked that question?
I've never been asked that question. As a joke, I've been asked that question. Or teaching, I've been asked that question. But no, you don't. So I know for me, I got into real estate. For those of you that are going to follow along in our journey, I got into real estate because I needed something that I thought would give me flexibility and enough income to support my three kids. So Tay's my middle child, mm-hmm. and she's the one that is following in my footsteps currently. She is still going to college. So for the most part, she's kind of assisting me in real estate before she takes off on her own once she graduates. But that's why I got into it. And it really has been beneficial. I love the industry itself, as you can tell by my branding of real estate. I love it. It has opened up a lot of doors. It's helped me build confidence in myself. I've worked on negotiation skills. And that's kind of what this podcast is going to do. It's going to take you through my life and what I've learned now that I'm 10 years into it and I'm a broker owner of a boutique brokerage. And getting Taylor's point of view as somebody that's coming in new as an agent, not new to the industry because she's been listening to me forever, but new to the industry. So I do often wonder why Taylor got into it, knowing, you know, the late night phone calls, to her point, we'll be jamming to a song and a phone call comes in and you do need to answer your phone. There's times you can't, but you hear all the time on social media, agents don't answer their phone. Well, if I'm showing a house, of course I'm not going to answer my phone. If I'm in the middle of a conversation with somebody else, I'm not going to answer my phone. But if Taylor's listening to music in the car, I'm answering my phone. Right, Tay?
Yeah.
But what made you get into it?
It depends on when you would have asked me and how I'm feeling. Because if you would have asked me when I first told you I wanted to get into real estate, I would have told you I love looking at nice houses. And that's true. I do. I still love looking at a nice, pretty house. All right. There is nothing wrong with scrolling through Zillow and finding a beautiful house and, you know, scrolling through the pictures,
yeah,
daydreaming about what it would be like to cook in that kitchen. But that's not realistic. And I did know that going into it. I mean, like I said, my mom's been doing real estate for
about 10 years.
Yeah, about 10 years now. And, you know, I've always kind of like been on the side of it, whether she's talking about a property or like even before I actually got into real estate, she would have me proofread some things before she like went live and all that stuff. So I've seen all different types of houses. I think one of the big reasons I really got into real estate is my mom and I are so similar. We always have been. We've been told we have similar personalities. We look the same. And she's thrived in this industry. And I'm not saying that means I will, but she has grown to love it so much. And there's very little things that she likes that I don't like. So I kind of want to explore it going into it. I was in college when I started out in college, I was an entrepreneurship major because I wanted to start my own business, whether that had been real estate or taking over this business, whatever it was. And then I switched to marketing, which I do think has something to do with real estate.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're marketing yourself, you're marketing houses. But yeah, and then now I'm in accounting, which really, I mean, it's still business. It's still, you know, real estate, but it has nothing to do with real estate in that way.
You don't, but I'm going to chime in here, Tay, because one thing that I didn't know that I now know is you're running your own business. You are, you know, working your books and your taxes and stuff. So I told Tay, any business major you get will help you in real estate. And it's funny because I think you've dabbled a little different ones, but that accounting, that's a big one. You talk to real estate agents and the first true problem they have is their taxes. They did not put enough money aside to pay that first year of their taxes or second year of their taxes. So not to interrupt you, Tay, and I'm sorry, but that accounting I think is going to be huge in helping you go farther than me just in the running of the business piece.
Yeah. No, I got into accounting just because I took the class. I loved the class. I loved it in high school. I thought college accounting would be harder. And the teacher was like, oh, you should tutor. And I was like, huh, well, if I'm going to tutor a class, it might as well be my major. So I switched and I love it. It's fun. So yeah, I started doing that and I like accounting. I like real estate more. And I also think another big reason I have always been interested in real estate is my mother can vouch for this. I think she gets tired of houses way too quickly.
The ones I live in.
Yes.
Yes.
I am 21 years old and I have moved 13 times in my life.
You're welcome.
That is a lot. That's a lot of experience, but that's a lot of moving for a 21-year-old, okay? I think the longest we ever lived in a house is probably about 3 or 4 years, and then we were out.
Yes. And what we learned through those experiences is return on investment. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times it was buying the home, putting money into the house, and then selling it. And, you know, we don't have a 401k. You make your own retirement plan when you're in real estate. And that was my plan. That was renovating homes and selling them for value. So I've learned a little bit about investing in commercial property and residential, whether it's a rental or whether it's flipping houses. So and going back to the content of this podcast, because this is episode one, is all the different things that I kind of learned the hard way. And Taylor watched me learn. And then also what you see when you're an experienced real estate broker and how you perceive it as a salesperson here. Because in New York, we do have three types of real estate. What, from your education salesperson course, Taylor, what are the three types of real estate titles we have here in New York?
Okay. Broker, associate broker, and salesperson.
Oh, good job.
I got nervous because I didn't know what she was asking at first. I didn't understand once I realized what the actual question was.
Yes. So
I was like, I don't know.
So though, I kind of mentioned to you when I got started, my expectation was the flexibility, and that is not the case. What would you say, Tay? You've had a couple experiences now with your real estate license. What is one thing that you say that you expected to happen and didn't happen, or something that surprised you along the way?
One thing I think that surprised me was, or I guess I expected, was for everybody to be very fast. And like everyone has their job, right? Like as an agent, you know your job. And there's so many different pieces to the puzzle when you're in a transaction. I thought that, you know, if I'm doing my work on time and getting it done and submitting everything that needs to be submitted, that everybody else would kind of have the same, you know, like it would just come together and move beautifully fast, you know, flow right down the river. No.
You know, there's a lot of personalities in real estate. And you tell your clients, you tell the other agents, in some transactions, you're a foul on someone's desk and they will get to that foul in the order which makes sense. So I was wondering if that's what you were going to bring up.
Yeah.
One of Taylor's first transactions, it closed about 2 months after it should have, not because of the real estate agent on the buy side or our side on the listing side, but because there was someone else in the transaction that had personal things going on. And, you know, you have to sometimes renegotiate. So in real estate, I would say the biggest part of real estate is not showing houses, which is the part a lot of times people say they get into it for,
right.
But it's the negotiation, having the negotiation skills to keep everybody together. And in that case, both you and the buyer's agent, you know, I did jump in a little bit a couple times with Tay being new, but that's what kept that transaction together. And our client appreciated that. She recognized that. And that's why, you know, we have a philosophy that we serve and we don't sell. We're there to serve our clients' needs. We're not there to sell them. We're there to sell their house, but that's based on the needs that they're looking for. So we kind of jumped around a little bit in this intro podcast, but I think it gives you a little bit of a background about Taylor and myself. So we hope that you follow along on the journey, that you enjoy the journey. Is there anything else, Taylor, that you can think of to share with them that it was really a surprise to you from the time you watched me do real estate to the time that you got your own license?
Not so much like in that whole timeline, but just between like you talking and now watching, not as much watching now, because it's kind of more, you know, whatever, but the market changing. I didn't realize how much like a house could go from, we'll say like a $300,000 house to, in however much time, jumping out to $400,000. Because the house never changed. It's the same house it was. And now it's a completely different price point. And I think that's like, it's kind of cool. It kind of stinks if you're trying to buy a house, yeah. You know, but it's good if you're selling your house. So again, the buyer seller's market, and I've heard about it, but until probably the last couple of years, you know, she said it and I've heard it, but I didn't, you know, not that I didn't care, but I just didn't need to know. And when I started thinking about doing real estate, when I started asking more questions, that I thought that was very cool to like learn the difference between buyer's seller's market, kind of what makes it change, just like how right now in Beeville, you know, the change of the market and with everything going on around here, how the market's going to change in the future and stuff like that. So
yeah, and so we'll dive into that another episode. But if you're not familiar with our area here in Central New York, we have Micron, which is a huge chip company, coming here and building in Clay, New York, which is right next to Baldwinsville. So where maybe the rest of the country is going more in a stable market, switching to a buyer's market, in Central New York, we are still very much a seller's market. And that's what Tay was just alluding to. 10 years ago, a house that you could have gotten for $79,000 here in Baldwinsville, you're looking at almost $200,000 now, and if not $250,000. It's just, it is kind of crazy. So. But please join us along. Like I said, I get asked a lot of questions about how real estate has changed my life. You know, again, I was a stay-at-home mom, PTA, working when I wanted to work, to kind of having this crazy life where I didn't even know who Allison, her youngest sister, my youngest daughter's fourth grade teacher was, to having a little bit more balance. And now I get to enjoy my daughter, Taylor, kind of navigating this with me. So it should be a lot of fun. Thank you.